Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Isaac Hindon Miller is a fellow who has turned a blog into a VIP ticket to fashion shows around the world. Fresh back from Paris Fashion Week, where he rubbed shoulders, or at least took photos of the rich and famous, he joins us now to talk about isaaclikes.com. Good afternoon.
Hello. How are you guys?
Yeah, great, great. Well, I mean, this intrigues me. I mean, like, did they fly you there, or did you have to buy your own ticket?
No, I pay for everything.
Right.
what do you seek to do with Isaac Likes, just so we get an idea of what the blog is?
Well, yeah, it started off as just pure and simple a blog, you know, so just talking about whatever I was up to that day or something that I was interested in. The very first post I ever did was about altruistic animals. So, you know, it's morphed a little bit from there. And then it really got like into a bit more fashion, and then a bit more sort of journalism mixed with fashion, and then trying to do a bit more hardline journalism sort of stuff.
And what's that? You've been breaking some stories
on
your blog.
Yeah, breaking a few stories. And then I thought to myself, you know, some people seem to be taking a bit of interest in it, and maybe it can actually take me somewhere, and it can be a ticket for me to, you know, like a reason for me to go to these fashion shows, these parties, and meet these people.
How do you go about turning your blog into a seat? You just turn up in Paris and go, hey!
Well, I contacted a few people to tell them that I was going over to see if I could, you know, like, it's always better to have a respectable publication behind you, you know, if you're going over to somewhere like Paris Fashion Week. So I called up the New Zealand Herald, and they agreed that I could write an article for them. And I turned up in Paris and probably made, you know, like 150 to 200 phone calls to PR agents and designers and such, and begged for tickets, basically. And most of them laugh at you when you're first calling them, because Nouvelle-Zélande is not really like high on their priority list of places they want coverage. Most of them aren't even stocked in New Zealand, but, you know, I kind of have the gift of persistence.
Sheer determination.
Yeah, and sheer determination.
Your persistence has actually seen you get into those coveted kind of front row-y kind of areas, hasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, well, I mean, it seems like if you just sit down, nobody bothers you, right?
I want to know at these sort of shows, what are the goodie bags like? They must be awesome.
Do you know what? They do not do goodie bags overseas.
Really?
Just yeah, it seems like a New Zealand and Australian thing.
Really?
Yeah, there were not one goodie bag the whole time in Paris.
Everyone's battling so much to get there, they don't have to, I guess.
Yeah.
And when you are out there, I mean, what kind of things did you cover and put back in the blog for the people at home? Like, I was fascinated to see your pictures of Karl
yeah,
Lagerfeld
well, I mean,
and was, Kanye West.
Yep, I think that backstage photography was, I did a lot of that. So even, you know, sneaking backstage was pretty exciting. And so just like photos to prove that I'd been there, that was good. And then there were a couple of fortuitous moments where, you know, I just happened to be standing in the right moment at the right time. And Karl Lagerfeld, you know, jumped out of his Hummer right in front of me. And so out came the camera and I snapped away. So things like that, yeah.
Now, I don't want to dwell on this, and probably not allowed to, but you're one of the few people in the country that are sort of living example of that really, 21st century phenomenon of someone who's lost their job from blogging.
Yeah.
Was it the decision to keep the blog going? Easy decision for you to make?
I guess that I felt that I've built it up to a certain point where to let it fall by the wayside would be, you know, a bit ridiculous for me to do, because I've gotten a bit of a name for myself and the blog has gotten a bit of a name for itself. And so, yeah, it's never really crossed my mind to give it up. So I'm committed to keeping it going no matter what happens.
Does it make you any money? That's always the big blogging question.
It makes me a small amount of money, but yeah. But I'm in talks with people at the moment to expand on the financial front.
Have you had offers from the mainstream media trying to buy you out, trying to get you on board, you know, working for, say, Fashion Quarterly, that sort of stuff?
Not from magazines, but a couple of internet companies have been talking to me.
Cool.
How yeah. cool. So you just kind of started it up for fun, and next thing you know, you're front row in Paris Fashion Week, and people yeah. are trying to buy your blog off you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I did start it up for fun, but I've always had like quite a major ambition to, you know, really make something of myself. And so I guess with the blog, although it did start off, you know, quite casually, I did always sort of have in my mind that it was going to hopefully be my ticket.
Let's talk about what it's like to be a fashion journalist in little old New Zealand as well, because it's such a small industry and people pull their punches. No one really says what they think. It's a lot of it's more kind of fashion PR than fashion journalism. Where do you sit on that?
Yeah, it's very difficult living in New Zealand to be objective and to be accurate and to really say what you think.
Why is that? Is that because it's so small?
It's because everybody, you know, we've grown up with all these people, you know, like you know, I've known you, Simon, for, you know, 6 years or something, and, you know, you just happen to...
So you can't say what you really think of me.
Well, exactly right. But very, very nice guy. Great, great glasses.
We have the same problem here with the sports journalism, right, with political journalism, all sorts of things. Once you're cloistered in that area, you can't...
I think fashion might be even worse, because often the people that are writing about the lovely new dress just happen to receive a lovely new dress
exactly
in the, paper,
that's,
in the
that's,
post.
That's
and
so
what a lovely new dress you're wearing.
Hey, thank you, thank you. I picked it out especially for the interview.
That's Trelease, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Trelease bum, yeah, Trelease kids.
How do you get around that? Or don't you? Or what happens?
No, I think that... I make an effort always to be objective. Obviously, it's Isaac Likes, so I'm trying not to be too negative about anything. Like, I've always wanted to, you know, kind of put a positive spin on things. And so if I am being critical, I want to be constructive in my criticism.
That's where you went wrong, Simon.
SimonHates.com didn't really get off the ground, did it?
But, yeah, it's really, really difficult because, you know... you know, especially for me, because I've come from areas where I've been working, you know, with the designers, and I wasn't always a journalist. And, yeah, so, like, you want to stay on friendly terms with these people, but then also you have to make the decision whether you want to be liked or you want to be respected. And that's tough. And, you know, like, so I think I've kind of chosen to try to be respected, but, you know, hopefully liked along the way.
I've just come back from a bit of a holiday, and the last week of my holiday I went to Tokyo.
Right.
One thing you notice when you're walking around the streets of Tokyo is how incredibly fashionable, fashion conscious like they are. And you come back to New Zealand and everyone's dressed like me. They're wearing jeans and a t-shirt. I mean, writing about fashion in New Zealand, do you really get a sense of our innate conservatism?
I think there's a group of people in, like, you know, in our main centres who dress really, really well on a world stage. You know, you go to New York and there might be, like, it might be on such a smaller scale here, but there might be, like,
four of them.
Yeah. Well, there might be, you know, like 150 people who are really well dressed in New Zealand, but, you know, per capita that might be much 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 higher than, you know, the 50,000 who are really well dressed in New York City or in Paris.
You don't sort of see too much, I suppose, individuality, though. I mean, it's very rare, isn't
that's
it? I mean,
in
the streets of New York, in the streets of London, Tokyo, and whatnot, you see, I mean, even if the individuality tends to be fairly uniform in a strange way, but here it's like, if you're well dressed, it's because you've got a nice suit.
Yeah.
Or you're a retail assistant, as is often the case.
That's
like,
true.
Most of the best dressed people happen to be retail assistants.
Yeah, or work in the fashion industry.
Do you think we need a bit of a shake up, though?
I think that we could definitely do with a bit of a shake up. I think that there are a couple of people. Like a couple of girls particularly who seem to set the style for, you know, girls here in Auckland, you know, particularly. And it seems like, you know, there might be a few who are, you know, the shepherds, and then the sheep sort of follow after them. So there are a few people I think who really are individuals, but then so many people just completely copy, you know, down to like the exact length of the cut-off denim shorts or the midriff revealing top, which seem to be quite popular at the moment.
What should we be getting rid of? I mean, one thing that I would like to get
Crocs.
Rid of... Well, Crocs. Well, Crocs are the catch cry. Everyone hates Crocs, don't they? But apparently
t-shirts,
they're
really, really comfortable.
T-shirts that have New Zealand on them in any way, shape, or form, I just can't stand.
Definitely, yeah. I think anything too patriotic, you know, it'd be like Americans flying a flag outside their front porch. That's just a bit whack, I think.
Makes sense when you're overseas, sort of. Though,
it does.
You go to,
like,
London, everyone's wearing
half
the t-shirts, and you know, sort of thing. Yeah. Look, we better wrap this up. But you've touched on the fact that you've got some interest from other companies. You're in talks with people. So, I mean, what can we hope to see in the future of Isaac Likes?
Isaac Likes TV
is coming.
So everybody, watch out for it. To start off with, it will be an internet-based TV show. But I'm going to be doing it on a weekly basis, starting off in the next couple of months.
Isaac Likes, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
That was Isaac Hinden-Miller talking about his website, isaaclikes.com. Coming up after the break, we head to Cambodia and catch up with New Zealand musician Sola Rosa.